The lifelong dream of Betty White. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the popular actress has accomplished so much in her career, but many may be surprised her childhood dream was only accomplished recently, becoming a forest ranger. Rod Bain reports.
Actress and comedian Betty White may be the hottest thing in Hollywood right now. What with the popular candy bar commercial, a viewer-driven guest turn on Saturday Night Live, and now a new sitcom. Now at age 88, Betty White has become quite a role model when it comes to modeling how to make dreams come true at any age. But she admits that one dream had eluded her for her entire life until recently, becoming a forest ranger.
I know two people who would be over the moon, my mother and dad.
That's because it was Betty White's parents who fostered her love of the outdoors and wildlife.
My mother and dad and I were very close pals, and my first memories are riding in front of my dad on his horse as we packed into the High Sierras, and we'd go in there for 3 weeks and never see another two-legged soul other than birds in our lives. And then we'd come back out, and I'd live all the next year waiting for our next trip into the wilderness.
Her childhood dream was deterred growing up, at a time when she was told women did not do such jobs as being forest rangers. But again, Betty White shows dreams can come true at any age, when she became an honorary forest ranger recently during ceremonies in Washington, D.C.
Your passion for animals, for nature, for wildlife, perfectly suits you to our profession.
That's Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell presenting the honor to Betty White. And she says even though her new title as forest ranger is honorary,
it's also one where I can use a voice to try to protect the remaining beautiful parts of this gorgeous world we live on.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.